Praise the Lord. He's good. He's here. Amen. And I know you're ready tonight. Hallelujah. Church ministry growing, that's awesome. Amen. Children's ministry, I mean, and church ministry. Praise God. The title of my message tonight is Get Ready for Overflow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Patty was right. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I know this people is ready tonight for whatever God's got for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 35 and 27, and I'll be reading from the Amplified version from this scripture. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication and want what is right for me. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Praise God. Isn't that an awesome word tonight? God wants you to prosper. Amen. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. He delights in your prosperity. Let the Lord be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. And notice that it says, let them continually say. Amen. We need to continually say, God wants me prosperous. God takes pleasure in my prosperity. He delights in my prosperity. We need to continually say that. We need to say it until it gets down on the inside of us. Praise God. And that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know that God wants us to prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. He wants us to have a mentality of prospering. Amen. Get it on the inside, as Kenneth Hagin used to say, and you know her. Amen. How do we get it in our knower? We don't just hear it one time. We don't just say it one time. Amen. We say it continually. We talk about it. We praise God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Joshua 1 and 8. Joshua 1, chapter 1 and verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. That means think about it. Keep it in your mind. Meditate it therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all, everybody say all that is written therein. Is prosperity written therein? Yeah. Amen. All that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Does God want us prosperous tonight? Does He want us to have good success? That's His word. But He says to meditate His word day and night. He wants us to get it in our mind, see? Meditate it. When you meditate on something, you're thinking about it. You're concentrating on it, amen? It's just rolling around and over in your mind. Do you ever concentrate on something bad? Something negative, something you're worried about, we can just meditate on that day and night. Well, God says to meditate on His Word day and night. Amen? See, we've got to replace that worry thought. We've got to replace those thoughts that the enemy are coming against our mind with. We've got to replace them with the Word of God and by meditating on God's Word. Amen? Meditate. God wants me to prosper. He wants me blessed. He wants me to have good things. Amen. He wants all of my needs to be supplied. Meditate it. Get it in your mind. Meditate it until you get it down into your heart. That's where your knower is. Amen. meditate it in your mind until it gets down in your heart. Don't just stop with head knowledge. Well, I know that's in the Word of God, but, you know, I don't know if that's for me. Meditate it until it gets from your mind down into your heart. Amen? And then what's in your heart in abundance will come out of your mouth. You'll start saying it. The devil say, this is what's going to happen, and this is gonna not going to work out right. But when we get it in our hearts, it comes out of our mouth. It's that we say, but this is what God's Word says. We replace what the enemy's saying. We replace what it looks like in the natural with what God's Word says. God's Word overrides the natural. See, God doesn't, He is a supernatural God. He's not limited to this natural. Amen. So when we're facing a situation that we can't work out, that we can't do in the natural on our own, God can take over. When we go to Him, God, I need you. God, I need you to intervene. I need you to work this situation out. I need your help, God. Get it in your mind what God's Word says till it gets down in your heart. You might have to say it over and over and over. You might have to read it out of the Word of God over and over and over. Amen? You might have to just make yourself say what the Word of God says. Amen? You might need a buddy, a buddy that to encourage you. God's going to work this out. God's going to provide your need. God's going to come through for you. Amen? Encourage us and help us to keep that faith stirred up. Amen? We've got to keep our faith stirred up. Because there's a lot of faith stealers out there. We turn on the TV, there's faith stealers. We go to work, there's faith stealers. We go to the bank, there's faith stealers. We go to the doctor, there's faith stealers. I'm not saying that we're denying anything, but I'm saying that our God, hallelujah, our God overrides the natural. Our God overrides whatever is going on in this natural realm. Amen. And He moves in on the supernatural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's true anyway. Amen. God wants us to be blessed so we can be a blessing. Amen. We want to be a blessing, don't we? Praise God. And this church right here, I know as a fact that you want to be a blessing and that you are a blessing. Every time you can be, you are a blessing. Amen? You know, you hear from God and you obey God. You obey His voice. David said, my cup runneth over. Amen. God is a overflow God. Hallelujah. He will not just fill your cup up. He'll fill it up till it overflows. Hallelujah. He's El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Amen. Not just to the top of the cup, but overflow, more than enough, amen. He is El Shaddai, the God of abundance. He abundantly supplies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God saved you, He didn't just barely save you. Amen. Overflow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Proverbs 13 and 22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That means God wants you so prosperous, so blessed, abundance, that you leave an inheritance to your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Some people have an abundance of grandchildren. So just think about that for a minute. The word says shelah or selah. That means pause and think about it. Amen. Abundance. Overflow. El Shaddai. Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says, it is the Lord who gives you power to get wealth. Now, why would God give you the power to get wealth if he didn't want you to have wealth, if it wasn't his will for you to have wealth? Pastor Sharon, what are you talking about? God wants you to have things. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to have abundance. He wants you to have a full supply to overflowing. Yes, that's all in his word. That's the word of God. That's not Sharon's word. That's the word that God has for you tonight, each and every one of his children. Hallelujah. But we have to change our mindset. We have to renew our mind with the word of God. Hallelujah. We have to change that old poverty mentality. Amen. We've got to change it over to the prosperity mentality. Amen. Or we won't receive what God's got for us. If we don't believe it, if we don't understand it, how can you hear without a preacher? Amen. You've got to hear the word. Amen. It's got to become a revelation to you so that you can receive. Well, see, the enemy doesn't want you to believe the word of God. He doesn't want you to have the blessings that God has already said belongs to the child of God. And let me tell you what, he'll come along and he'll try to strip you of everything he can. And as long as you don't believe that God wants you blessed, you're not going to try to fight the enemy. You're just going to give in to whatever the enemy throws your way. But God said, hey, I'm the King of Kings. I'm the Lord of Lords. I'm the Almighty God. Amen. Who was and is to come. God Almighty, hallelujah, he's still on the throne. He's not fallen off the throne. His power is the same today. Amen. Glory to God. Renew our mind. Get that old poverty mentality out of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what your circumstances are in the natural, meditate on the truth. God's word is truth. Amen. God takes pleasure in prospering me. I am God's child. Amen. He takes pleasure. He delights in my prosperity. Amen. Continually say, God wants me prosperous. God wants me blessed. Hallelujah. God has a place of prosperity for us. God has a place of abundance for us. God has a place of more than enough for us. Amen. God has a place of overflow for us. Praise God. Do you receive it tonight? Can you receive what God has got for you? What he has already said belongs to you? Amen. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Think about that tonight. According to his riches. Amen. See, we can't even imagine God's riches. It's hard for us to even comprehend God's riches. See, we limit ourselves to the world's riches. We limit ourselves to what we see here and what we know is here on earth. But God's riches, whoa, glory, hallelujah, they far, far exceed anything, see, anything that we can comprehend, anything eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into our hearts the riches that God has. Hallelujah. Far exceeds. God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Glory. Glory. God wants us to increase in every way. Every way. Every area of our life. He wants us to increase. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants us to live a blessed life. He wants us to live an abundant life. He wants us to live a prosperous life. Amen. Blessings pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen. That's overflow tonight, isn't it? Hallelujah. We had some testimonies just recently of some overflow blessings. Yeah. Veronda testified Sunday morning where she was her disability was accepted. She's been fighting that and dealing with that for years. But God, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tina testified last Wednesday night, I think it was, how that the tornado hit her house and half of her house was gone, and she had ran into her bedroom closet and she could hear all the destruction going on around her. But she came out of that closet and saw what had happened, and all she could think was, thank God I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive. Amen. And so the God of overflow showed up. She ended up getting being able to stay in some real nice places while her house was being rebuilt, restored. Amen. And when her house was restored, it was a God restoration. Amen. It was better than it was before. It was better than she could even comprehend it to be. Amen. Jody testified Wednesday night that she got a job, and the job that she applied for when she called back to require about it, they said, well, you've got a job, but it's not the job you applied for. It's a better job with better pay. Amen. That's overflow. That's who our God is. He is a God of overflow tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God want to just let you know tonight that God wants you to get ready for overflow. Hallelujah. Those things that you've been believing God for, that you've been waiting for so long for, there's a breaking loose. There's a breaking loose. Hallelujah. Of overflow. There's a breaking loose tonight. I felt it when we were up there at praise and worship tonight. I said, there's a breaking loose in here tonight. There's a breaking loose in here tonight. Amen. And the Spirit of God says it's going to overflow into this message. Amen. And there's going to be a breaking loose in finances. And those things that the enemy has held back, he can hold back no longer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory. Woo, glory. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Sharon, you sound a little bit radical. Well, I serve a radical God. Amen. I serve the God who owns it all. Amen. Hallelujah. I serve an unlimited God. I get tickled every time I hear that testimony, that tithing testimony where that woman says, I'm a gazillionaire. I thought, I wonder if gazillion is really a word. I don't know, but I receive it, okay? If God wants me to be a gazillionaire, I'll take it. Amen. But I do know that God wants me blessed. I do know that He wants me prosperous. I do know that He wants me to overflow. Overflow. Hallelujah. And I want to just speak that over you tonight. So just reach out to God and just be ready to receive what God has got for you tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I speak, I declare in the name of Jesus, overflow in finances in all the, every person in this church. Every person in this church. Overflow. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil can no longer hold it back. He can no longer hold it back. Hallelujah. We have stepped into, we have stepped into the overflow. Amen. There's a breaking through in the area of overflow. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Some of you have already started to experience it. Some of you have already started to testify. But that's not going to be all. Amen. There's more in here that God is going to do so much for that you're going to just have to tell it. I just got to tell what God has done for me. I've just got to tell how God supplied this need. How it looked so impossible. Didn't look like it was going to happen. But God is never too late. He is an on-time God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are cars that you're believing God for. Amen. God says He's opened doors. He's opening the doors for cars tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Outpouring, outpouring, outpouring. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of God Almighty, greater. He's the greater one. He's the great I am. He is I am for whatever you have need of tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Patty, I know you're receiving tonight, but can we get some music, some breakthrough music going tonight? The whole praise team, if you want to go up, you can go on up. Amen. Let's stand up and give God glory for what He's about to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Those things that the enemy has held back, he can hold back no longer. It's loose. It's loose. It's loose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Debbie, you know it. I give you glory.
Amen. Amen.
Say, I give you glory.
I give you glory.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo, you're an on fire people with an on fire God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
receive it.